KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
You are listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
And New Order's next with Run Part 2. Poison after that with Talk Dirty to Me. And then Pet Shop Boys with Opportunities. Let's make lots.
Answer me. Why won't you answer me? I can't recall the day that I last heard from you. Well, you don't get a time like this for nothing. So here's what you got to do. You work your way to the top of the world, then you break your life in two. What's the use in complaining? When
If
confession, I have got the crime.
Blondie's up next with One Way or Another. Then Black 47 with Who Killed Bobby Fuller. After that, Assembly with Never Never.
Hanging out. Just a game I play. Now I'm here on my own. I'd like to be with you. I guess you always knew. Still I'm all alone. I know the story, but it all worked out. It never happens to me. It never happens to me. It's just a waste of time. Guess it's all such a shame. I've seen it all before, and every time I'm sure that it ends up the same. I know the story, got it all worked out. Never happens to me. It never happens to me. It's just a game I play. Now I'm here on my own. I'd like to be with you. I guess you always knew. Still I'm left all alone. I know the story, but it all worked out. It never happens to me. It never happens to me.
Happens to me. God's giving it all he got. And the God's job is 6 to 9. And the God's home by 9:05. And the God helps to cook the steak. And the God helps to wash the plates. And the God puts the kids to bed. And the God reads a book to them.
Why can't you be like Endicott?
And the God loves Tribina's soul. And the God put her on a pedestal. And the God's wish is her command. But and the God don't make no demands. And the God's always back in time. And the God's not the cheating kind. And the God's full of compliments. And the God's such a gentleman. Take care of me, oh, oh. And the God's carrying a heavy load. And the God never really ever moans. And the God's not a wealthy guy, but and the God pays the bills on time. And the God's got ideas and plans. And the God's what you call a real man. And the God always will provide. And the God is the family tie. And the God don't drink alcohol. And the God use no drug at all. And the God don't eat any sweet. And the God don't eat piggy feet. And the God frame is mighty strong. And the God make love hard and long.
Why can't you be like Endicott?
And the God loves Tribina's soul. And the God walks up to the stone. And the God likes to hold her hand. And the God's proud to be her man. And the God stands for decency. And the God means formality. And the God's the epitome. And the God stands for quality. And the God. 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 And the God.
Listening to
KSDP Radio,
8:30 a.m. Sandpoint,
88.1 FM on translator,
K201DA,
King Cove, Alaska.
Bring them This pass goes right into the hands of New Halen, and they will have another look at the basket. Shot.
Oh, what a rejection!
And deflection by Rivera, but picked back up by New Halen.
Oh, that was good.
Good play by Rivera right there, though, getting her hand on the ball.
Yeah.
33 now, back to Ida. Drives in.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice.
How can you? Oh, Fanny is not happy what she's seeing right now.
You know, she's going to call a timeout here and get things set back up. And this full court press is not a surprise necessarily, but it's definitely going to be something that the King Cove rookies have to get their head ready for.
No, and you got to give it to her, one of New Halen players like that. She's just driving to the lane, figuring out the plays, figuring out the stops and stuff like that. But it's just so weird what I'm seeing this, like, New Halen. It's like they're a different style of basketball, how they play for the girls and boys. This is insane.
Yeah, they're doing a good job coming out here. They are the number one seed in the region, showing why they got the number one seed with this high base defense. King Cove with 0 points right now. New Halen with 7. We're going to see what happens here as we come out of the timeout and if the King Cove rookies are able to break past that full court pressure.
No, you got to give credit. That full court press is like a nightmare. It's like suffocating the other players. Like, you can't even get a pass going.
New Syriac had some really good success off their full court press yesterday as well against the Sandpoint Eagles.
All right, so Teal will inbound the ball.
Let's see what King Cove does here with this press. Everyone lines up. Full court man-to-man. Inbound. Ella turns and burns and get past. Nice. Oh, what a great job by Cadence. Well, missed shot there by King Cove. Tipped up into the hands of New Halen, and here they come on a fast break. Good pass across the lane.
Oh, what a rejection.
Clean deflection there by Cadence, who also had a really good look on the other side of the basketball court, too. Good handles by Mary May.
Yeah, she works on these handles so perfect.
Nice screen by Tia. Mary May drives in. Pass across the post.
Oh, and it's going to be New Halen's ball.
Might have been 3 in the key there, but yeah, good handles by Mary May.
So let's see if New Halen can try something.
Pass to Pagan, who almost goes out of bounds, was able to get it back.
Yep.
7-0 in favor of New Halen here at day 2 of the Region 1 tournament. Hagen outside. Tyler Garbatia finds Ada. Travel.
Yep. I seen that. The referee knew it about it. It's like, nope, not today.
Yeah, they've been calling some tight travel calls. Okay, Rivera's got a turn. She passes right into the defense. Oh, Ella just messes her way into it. Cadence powers up on the left-hand side. No good.
Wow, they got him. Another traveling.
Kane Cove put in for some great hustle on the floor right here. New Halen making them work for every play.
Mm-hmm.
3:52 left to go in the first quarter. 7-0 in favor of New Halen. Pagan's able to get the ball intended for Rivera. And here comes the Malamutes. Nice muscling in there on the lane. Passing back outside.
Wow.
Very physical game here.
Oh, yeah. They called that. I seen that. I was like, what was that? Like, I seen that. The referee seen that.
I think that's on Ida Lester charging.
Yep, I saw that.
All right, here's that full court man.
Ooh.
Ella, intended receiver. Gets it.
Go!
All right, good job there by Mary May getting the open lane. She takes it and goes all the way down. 7-0 still. King Cove scoreless. 3-point shot. Good line.
Ooh.
Just short of the rim.
Oh.
Attempted save by Ella. Great hustle.
No, that was a good look. It's just that she's got to get that timing perfect.
New Halen now with the ball, up by 7. 3 left to go in the first quarter. Rotation at the top of the 3-point line. Shot up by New Halen. Over the rim. Tia on a fast transition. 2-on-1. She goes all the way.
Oh, what a layup!
What a layup by Tiana Lewis there on the left-hand side.
She was not afraid to take it.
2-on-1 play there. New Halen, open 3 in the corner.
Oh, no!
King Cove gets the rebound. Full court man, Mary May, fast break. She's got players ahead. She'll pull back and let the offense set up. Rivera for 3. Ooh, over the rim. Cadence on a putback. Oop, jump ball.
Cadence is really hustling for that offensive loose board. I give her credit.
Cadence Wilson, one of the tallest players, maybe the tallest player on the court, getting some good looks at the basket, looking to see if she can build that confidence up on the power-up and really just put it against the backboard. There it is. Charging.
What?
Foul against the rookies there. Call against charging.
Okay.
7-2 in favor of New Halen. 2.5 minutes left to go here in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Hot, fast pace first quarter though. Holy cow.
Oh my goodness.
There's New Halen moving the ball around.
Yep.
Looking for an opportunity. That's Ida will drive over to Pagan. Corner shot, 3-pointer over the rim. Put back by New Halen, no good.
Ooh.
Ella,
this is going to get aggressive, man. I can just feel it.
Outstanding hustle by both those girls there. Ball goes out of bounds. Rivera's going to grab a seat, and Carly, who had a great game yesterday, will check in. Nice inbounded pass to Ida. Good for 2. 9-2 now the score.
I just have a real feeling Ida's carrying this team a little bit.
Oh, yeah. She's doing a great job. Nice coast-to-coast play there by Carly. Shot no good. Rebound to King Cove. She'll put it back up though. Oh, good for 2. Carly.
Yep.
Carly Mack with a big 2 points there. King Cove's still in this.
They're still fighting. They're not giving up.
9-4 in favor of New Halen. Pagan on the outside. Drives in the paint. Puts it to floater. No good. Ella gets it back.
Wait, she's running for her life.
Her one-on-one.
Oh, there's a foul! She drawed the contact!
Great job by Mary May drawing
that
contact.
That is impressive. When you see that player's running, she drove it.
I'll get her. Oh, Ida with 2?
I think those are
her
2 fouls.
Ooh, Ida has 2 fouls. That could be
not good.
Very big for New Halen. See if she checks out. Ida will check out. Number 3 coming in for her. That is 8th grader Mava Wanhala.
Yep.
Shot is up. Second attempt is good.
All right.
5 for King Cove, 9 for New Halen.
So this is still a game.
Absolutely. 4-point lead now for the Malamutes.
Oh my goodness, what a play by Tia!
All the way.
Oh my goodness, Tia read that so clean!
Yeah, that was an amazing play by Tia Lewis there. Reading the offense and just snatching it up for all the way layup. 9-7 now in favor of New Halen. Ella clamping her up on the defense, trying to steal it from Mava.
Wow.
Right ball with Ella tipping out bounds, but huge play by Ella Lewis. Incredible confidence.
No, I seen her what she's doing. Defense! Defense!
New Halen with the ball. On the outside perimeter, Peyton Lester, top of the key, drives in, sends it out, 13 with the shot. Ella will pick up the rebound. Tipped out, touched by White.
No, Kinko is really going to have to start looking at the ball. When the ball is going up, you go for it. That's what they need to do.
31 seconds left to go in the first quarter. 9-7 in favor of New Halen, but man, you would not. King Cove has kept their composure in a big way. Tia, fast break all the way. No travel called up the deflection. Ella on a put back to tie. Incredible. Tied at 9 apiece. King Cove coming back storming. 8 seconds.
They're going to need to not let him get a shot off.
Looking for the shot.
Oh.
Contact on the drive. Carly Mack.
That's really fast. I'm so excited.
Oh, man. Here we go.
3 seconds. Inbound. Shot off. Good line. Just off the front row.
And just like that.
What a first quarter. We are going in tied at 9 apiece.
Wow.
And that is off of a huge 7-0 run in the first couple of minutes that New Halen was able to pull off. But King Cove kept their composure and came back, and now they are tied up. We'll be back in 1 minute with the second quarter.
Yep.
Ooh.
Wow.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah, great first quarter. We're coming right back.
In order for King Cove, they're going to win this game. They are going to have to watch that ball somehow and grab it.
I'd like to thank our supporters right now, those who chip in and to our glorious radio station. We are public, it's a public station, by the way. I think you already know that. And we get a lot of support. And again, I really appreciate that from everybody. I feel it's a great honor to serve you all. Waiting for the game to start. What's the guy to do?
All right. Oh. Great first quarter action here in the King Cove Auditorium, Region 1, Day 2, Regional Tournament. Number 1, New Halen Malamutes are tied up at 9 apiece against King Cove in what was the best first quarter of the tournament. Missed shot for two.
No, the rookies are really going to need to start boxing out if they want to win this game and not let New Halen get some good looks on 3-point shooting.
Going in underneath the basket, the Malamutes inbound to Pagan. Missed shot, contact by Mary May. That will send number 22.
And that's...
Well, we got a mislabeling here on that. Number 22, I did have it on my computer, actually. Hold on 1 second.
Let me see real quick.
Number 22 is Danica Wasili.
Okay, Danica Wasili. Yeah. All right.
First attempt is good, making it 10 now for New Halen.
Yeah.
9. Hey, what's up, brother? 9 for Kingo. Miss on the second attempt.
I was asking my wife.
And all right, Tia's running with the ball in her hands. She's trying to find it. Okay.
No, we haven't started.
All right, Carly Mack. Checked in for Rivera. Big plays.
Ooh.
Ella with an open baseline floater.
Oh,
doesn't go down. Here we go now. Ball in the hands back of King Cove. Ella, Mary May on the outside. Nice deflection there by.
And we got a foul.
reaching against a little reach in foul against New Haven. Inbounding underneath their own basket. Cadence.
Yeah, wow.
Easy foul.
Wide open for that look.
Had all the time in the world. 11 now. King Cove takes the lead, Chris.
Oh my goodness. This is insane. But we got to stay confident right now.
Yep.
Ooh.
Pushing. Mary May. I think two fouls by Mary May, if I'm not mistaken.
They got to watch their fouls. They really got to watch it.
7 minutes to go here in the first half. King Cove with a one-point lead. Inbound.
Wow!
Away from the basketball, charging, called against New Haven. And I think that was it 31, Pagan?
I guess, yeah.
Pagan Lester. Oh, comes back strong with a nice poke out there. She's guarding Mary May, so you know it's going to get physical.
Oh, it is going to. It's going to get physical in this game.
Now on the sideline, inbounding, full court man.
Whoa.
Nice pass by Carly over to Ella.
Oh my gosh.
Pushing, I think, called against New Haven.
Wow.
Number 22.
Wow. That is three.
Yeah, three fouls so far this quarter. And two more. It's double bonus for Sam, for King Cove. Carly for three.
Oh.
Back of the iron, no good. Oh, a missed pass almost to Pagan, but she's able to turn around and catch it. Contact by Mary May, her third foul, I believe. That was not the foul you wanted to see right there by Mary May.
Yeah, she really needed help on the defensive side. You could see.
I think you wanted to let her just go ahead with that layup instead of getting that third foul.
Yeah, I had a feeling. There was no help on that side.
Good shot by Pagan Lester, making it an 11-point game.
Yep.
Mary May will sit down. Rivera Wilson checks in for the rookies.
Yep.
I think Mary May's got three fouls, and again, that is not the player you want with three fouls right now.
No, you're going to need to just sit her down and take a breather for a second just to make sure everything's all good.
Thanks for tuning in here to KSDP. We're here for Regionals Basketball 2025. Pagan Lester, second shot, no good. Tied at 11. There's Tia, fast break.
Ooh,
over to her sister Ella. Oh, tipped up by New Haven. Nice save by Pagan, but it goes to the hands of Tia. King Cove with another chance. Rivera for three.
Oh!
Gun iron, no good. Ball chased down. Timeout called by New Haven.
Yeah, no, there's something weird about this game right now. It's just progressive physicalness. Fouls are getting called. It's nuts right now when I'm watching.
Oh, it's outstanding basketball. It's great to see fast-paced action. The full court press by New Haven, the full court man-to-man. King Cove has responded really well to it. Mm-hmm. Been able to really break that full court man and come back strong on offense, bringing their own defense as well.
The one thing for King Cove, if they want to win this game, they're going to have to keep their composure and not try to get silly fouls. Because New Haven's just playing their own way too. So if I'm King Cove, I just got to keep their cool.
All right, 6 minutes left to go here in the first half. We are tied at 11 apiece. New Haven with the ball.
Here we go.
Let's go, defense!
All right, New Haven on the outside, cutting into the lane. Pagan gets the ball.
Flexion,
for three, over the rim. On the floor, picked up by Cadence, and going to get roped up there with number 13, Taylor Clay.
And that's King Cove's ball.
King Cove will bring it in off the jump ball. Oh, Rivera, wide open lane. Gets past the defense. We'll take it back outside. Oh, good read by Pagan.
Oh,
tips it out.
Oh.
Misses a layup. Second chance, good. New Haven will take the lead again. Rivera turns and burns. Off the pass. Off her foot, but she picks it back up. Oh, it's Tia. Inside to Carly. Passing it back on the runner up the post. Great layup by Tiana Lewis.
We got a tie again.
Wow, trading back and forth. 5.5 minutes left to go here in the first half. Ball in the hands of New Haven. taking their time here.
Take it away,
Andrew! Take it away! Green Cove's defense definitely putting good pressure on New Haven.
And they're stepping up.
Yeah. Yeah, all you can definitely see King Coke stepping in some big ways. Shot for three, no good. Rivera fights for the rebound, gets it. Help from Carly. Carly on a fast transition. Alley-oop pass over to Tia. Knocked out by New Haven.
And it looks like we got a substitution, and it's going to be 32's coming back in.
Yeah, here's a big substitution for New Haven. Ida Lester with three fouls is going to check back in.
So she's really going to have to watch it carefully.
I think it's two or three. I cannot remember.
It's got to maybe be three.
Nice pass in, but tight defense. Can't get it off. Ida with the steal.
What a rejection! That was clean by Rivera.
Wow. Good hustle by Rivera Wilson there, deflecting the ball.
I see that. She timed it so perfect.
Mary May checks back in, again with three fouls. She's got to be careful.
Yes, she's really got to be careful.
Inbound to Carly. Mary May. Pulls back. Finds. She has Carly ahead of her. And she loses the ball out of bounds.
You cannot do that. That's really putting a lot of pressure on you now.
Great game here. Tied at 13 apiece. New Haven and King Cove.
Mm-hmm.
Day two of the Region 1 Regionals Tournament. Ida Lester has checked back in. So has Mary May Brandle. Both girls with foul. Foul trouble. 22 brings it over. Shot for three. No good.
Wow.
Tia Lewis on the rebound. Mary May.
Senior captain and leader.
Yep. Pass over to Carly for three. Deflected, but Cadence on the rebound. Sends outside. Tia drives in hard.
Oh my God.
Over the top. Ida. Fast break. Good hustle there by Mary May and Pagan. Puts that Miss layup. King Cove on the rebound. Carly Mack will bring it up. Nice crossover.
They really got to start focusing on the handles, man.
Mary May bounces it over to Ella for two. Off the free throw. Good. 3 minutes, 39 seconds in the first half, and King Cove with a two-point lead.
They really got to start playing defense.
33. Carly Mack is tying her shoe, so that left it out as a 5-on-4, but fortunately nothing happened.
They really got to start reading now on defense.
New Haven in the corner. Good screen set up.
Yep.
Ida, top of the line. Drives.
Wow.
Shot goes over the rim.
What a good defense. That was impressive.
Yeah, good defense. Ida was looking for a foul call there, but it was pretty clean. Shot for three by... Carly. Rebound by Tia. Puts it up. In!
Oh my goodness! Tia is just unbelievable on the
Tia Lewis. Giving a 4-point lead.
I mean, Amy. Player of the game, Tia, right?
Foul on the play. Two shots, contact.
Yeah, that's...
Is that Clay going to the line? Yep, Taylor Clay will be at the line now for two.
Yep.
Who was that foul against?